Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name?
Cheryl Heineman.
Can I verify your email address?
I don't really have one.
So you never had an email address?
I have an old one, a Hotmail address.
Okay, what's that?
Chinaman1950@hotmail.com.
Okay, telephone number.
Excuse me?
Telephone number.
Where are you at? Where are you located?
We're located in San Diego, California.
What time is it there?
What time is it here?
Yes.
9:05.
It's after business hours. I'm just a little leery about what's going on because I didn't authorize anything. Anyway, my number's 304-208-6061. And what is the name of your support company?
Okay, and verify your shipping address.
My address is 48 Township Road, 1306, Proctorville, Ohio, 45669.
Okay, thank you for that. That information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like someone ordered the tackle bag on September the 18th, where they paid the shipping and handling for the product. Looks like they also automatically signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where they give them 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets them a $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. They'll receive that $125 gift card each month they're enrolled as a member.
No, ma'am. I want this canceled. I want it put back in my account and all this stuff canceled. I don't know where it came from.
And it's $67.32 a month. Now, you are saying that you did not place this order on September the 18th, correct?
When?
I'm sorry?
When was this supposed to be done?
The order was originally placed on September 18th.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what I can go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department. So that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We do send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where this was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, you could be prosecuted for fraudulent claims of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
I want you to just credit my account and cancel whatever scrap is. Just put the money back and cancel all that.
Now, do you want to proceed with the fraud claim, ma'am?
No, I don't. I don't even understand what you're talking about, honey.
I just explained to you what I'm talking about, ma'am.
Yeah, you're in California. I'm on the other side of the country. I mean, you know, just put the money back in there and close whatever do stop this.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, ma'am. I still need to know if you're wanting to proceed with the fraud claim.
Well, I don't know what all is involved in that. I don't want to go through any more people.
Okay, you're not going through anything, ma'am.
So what will happen from that point?
They'll do an investigation to see who actually used your credit card, and they will get back with you. So do you want to proceed with the fraud claim?
No. Can you just not do what I ask you to do?
Okay. I mean, if you don't want to proceed with the fraud claim, ma'am, then you're stating that you did place this order, so that charge will be considered valid.
I don't remember if I did. don't even know what was it supposed to be?
A tackle bag was ordered on September the 18th.
I don't even know what that is. And where is it ordered through?
I don't know where it was ordered through, ma'am. I can only tell you what was ordered.
Can you not just put the credit back in there?
No, ma'am. Not if you're not wanting to proceed with the fraud claim. If you're not wanting to proceed with the fraud claim, that means you're saying that you did place this order and that those charges will be considered valid. Do you understand?
I do understand that.
So are you wanting to proceed with the fraud claim or not?
Is that going to mess up my accounts?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, I do. I want to continue. Now you're going to credit it back?
Okay. So for the beginning of this investigation, I'm going to go ahead and get the information sent. All for the beginning of this investigation, we do refund the most recent charge, which will be the $39.99 charge that was just charged on November 6th. That refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on your card prior to the investigation. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, honey. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.